guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena, with us once again. Hi, Bruce.
Good afternoon, man.
How are we doing, Bruce? 2-2 draw against Atlanta. We are not slipping into being satisfied with the draw on the road, are we? Because I know in the past you said you're not down with that.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think, again, it's a game where We could have collected 3 points.
Okay.
So we've got better. You know, Atlanta's a very good team at home. Hasn't lost a game there in 13. So, you know, it wasn't going to be an easy game. But we were in position with a 2-1 lead to come home with 3 points.
With Adam Buksa scoring again, multi-goal game, is there something specifically happening with him right now? To where he's had all this recent success. It's nothing new. It's not overnight, but he's on a special kind of run right now.
Well, he's finishing his chances and he's getting some good service. He had a chance to get a couple other goals as well. So he's playing well. He's getting the kind of service he needs. So, you know, we're real pleased where Adam's at right now.
Bruce, talk to me a little bit about finding, you know, consistency. Obviously you've played, you know, so many matches, extra matches this year, you know, coming off last year. Does that create challenge in finding, you know, consistency with your lineup and you know, guys finding, you know, stability and finding their play? I mean, obviously Adam's playing so well right now. Does that come from, you know, just getting as many opportunities as he has? You know, what would you say about that?
Well, he's playing week in and week out to start with. So during the year, you know, we've lost Turner for most of the games, Kessler for most of our games, Bo for most of our games. We have new additions now, and that's going to take some time for them to adjust. So it's been a bit of an awkward year, obviously, to start in the first one-third of the season. Hopefully we can get some continuity now, and I think that'll allow us to be better and more productive for sure.
And, Bruce, just following up on that, you know, kind of being an odd year, Matt Turner is going to go to Arsenal, you know, later on this summer, I think end of June, if I'm not mistaken. How do you manage that situation as a coach? Obviously, that's your star goaltender. How do you approach that?
Well, we're preparing our new goalkeeper to replace him. He's getting Open Cup games. He's in with us every day in training. He's getting used to the team, the players, the environment. So he'll be prepared to move in for Matt once Matt leaves.
You've got Cincinnati on Saturday. I hear they have a real talent on their coaching staff. How do you prepare against the likes of Kenny? I can't remember his last name. What's the kid's name?
I tell him he doesn't get his allowance if they beat us.
You're coaching against your own son this weekend, Bruce. How do you do it?
I'm real proud of him and the head coach, Pat Noonan, who worked with me for a number of years at the LA Galaxy and played for me with the Galaxy as well. And he's a former New England Revolution player. So I'm proud of those guys, but you know, we're going there to beat them, and they're going to try to beat us. But it's rewarding to see how well they've done with their team. So I look forward to the game.
I'm sorry, but I would imagine that you have personal relationships with so many people in the game after so many years and all the success that it's probably not uncommon for you to do some socializing with the opposition or the enemies. So it's not like it's going to be out of place if you get some quality time with your son this weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm having dinner with him Friday. I'm going to go see his new home and visit my grandchildren. So I really look forward to it. It's obviously business and all, but family is there as well. My wife's going to be there. So we're all looking forward to the game and the weekend.
Bruce, talk to me a little bit about Cincinnati. You obviously played them earlier this year, a 5-1 win, but this should be a little bit different with some of the players they have available.
Yeah, they're going to change their lineup from the one that we saw in the Open Cup game a couple of weeks ago. They have a player with a lot of similarities to Carlos Gil and Acosta, their number 10, very good player. They have a goal scorer as well with 6 goals. A kid, Vasquez, has played very well. They have a good young goalkeeper they drafted. One of the reasons they've been successful, they've actually been able to use the MLS Super Draft and got two young kids out of college that have played well. Their goalkeeper, Celentano, and one of their center backs, Murphy. So that's really helped their team, and they've done well. They've done a good job, obviously, improving their team from last year. I believe last year Cincinnati won a total of four games. They've already won six.
Wow. You're always good for, you know, some cross-sports commentary. Any thoughts on the way the Bruins season ended and what the Celtics are facing tonight, game two against Miami?
Well, you know, the Bruins faced a good team and obviously fell short, but I still think they had a very good season. I remember in the preseason, everyone was complaining about not only the Bruins, but the Celtics as well. And I think the Celtics have been absolutely fabulous. They're playing a great team in Miami, but, you know, I think there's a good chance for them to win game two. And, you know, when they get at home, they're very good. But regardless of how they come out of that series, I think they've had a very impressive year. The coach has been outstanding. They're developing a superstar in Tatum. And it's really great to see. You know, for me, this is obviously my first couple of years in Boston, and I've known that the Celtics have always had a great basketball tradition. And to see it up close and personal is really a lot of fun. And I think they've done an outstanding job. And they're going to be a team for years to come that are going to be threatening to win an NBA championship.
Bruce, you said you've been here a couple of years. In fact, you celebrated your third anniversary of your hiring this past week, May of 2019. I'm curious, what about the job has met your expectations or was expected, and what hasn't been expected over the course of the last 3 years being in the position you're in with the Revs?
Well, this is definitely a different kind of environment than I've been used to in my previous positions. Los Angeles and Boston are certainly different venues, different environments. But, you know, the ownership has been great to me. The Crafts have done a good job. We've been able to improve the roster. You know, we have a new training facility, which is simply has elevated our team. We've been able to have some success on the field, and we think we can be better as we move down the road. The last step here for the Revolution to really step up and be among the top teams in Major League Soccer is to build a stadium. And I know everyone's working real hard to make that happen. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm very impressed with the job our players have done. They've been super since I've been here. You know, I inherited a team that wasn't very successful, but a team that wanted to be successful, and they work real hard. So we're pleased with that. Great support by the ownership. The fan base has hung in with us all these years, so that's great to see. And I know one day, our goal one day is to win a championship here. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to be around for a couple more years.
All right, Bruce. Well, we appreciate the time. Good luck going forward. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you.
Bruce Arena. Thanks, Bruce. On the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, we have Celtics news. An update from the Celtics on the status of one of their players for tonight. Yet another update in the update with Matt McCarthy right now. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.